time.
This is ABC, the
Point Sublime, starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, and written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime. In just a moment, we'll bring you the human story of a fellow named Ben Willis. First, we'd like you to meet your John Hancock agent.
Friends, there's a lot more to New Year's than just turning in your old calendar for a new one. There's a fresh start and a challenge to clear up some of those problems you've let slide. For instance, if you've been worrying about what would happen to your loved ones should anything happen to you, this is the time to settle that problem in a practical way. Now, your wife and children would surely need a year or more to readjust themselves if they should ever have to get along without your support. And it would certainly take at least as much money as you now make in a year to tide them over that difficult period. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? And so does that John Hancock plan, which provides life insurance for just such an emergency. Ask your friendly John Hancock agent about it. You may be surprised when you learn how little it costs to provide for your loved ones. Remember, the man to help you with this mighty important problem is the John Hancock agent in your community. You'll find him a real friend in need.
For the human story of a fellow named Ben Willis. It is the early evening of December 30th in Point Sublime, the night before New Year's Eve. Evelyn Hanover's cottage, and Evelyn is obviously annoyed. Outside on the front porch, August Noon is taking down decorations, and in the living room, Ben Willis is following Evie's orders to dismantle her Christmas tree.
Don't just stand there, Ben. Get to work.
Well, I'm old-fashioned. I think a Christmas tree should stay up until after New Year's.
Don't say New Year's to me. I've never spent such a dull, dreary holiday season in my life. No parties, no anything.
Well, there was an epidemic in town. Now, don't worry, we have a big date tomorrow night. New Year's Eve. Lots of fun. I'm taking you the Midnight Movie Frolic.
Midnight Movie. How simply thrilling.
Well, they're going to have bingo.
Not really.
Sure, they're giving away a 99-piece china dinner set.
Why not a 100-piece dinner set?
The theater manager's clumsy. He dropped the gravy boat. He didn't like that one, huh, baby?
I swear, Ben Willis. Sometimes I think you haven't the slightest idea how to entertain a lady.
Now, hold on, Evie.
2 weeks before the holidays, I bought a brand-new formal dress with a new look, and I haven't been given the opportunity to wear it once. Not once. Get up on that chair. Take the ornaments off my Christmas tree. Oh, I'm so cross.
Now, wait a minute. Some of you women get spoiled. What's wrong with going to a midnight movie on New Year's Eve? Well, they're showing a brand new picture at the Sycamore Theater tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Such as which?
The Scarlet Vessel.
Never heard of it.
Well, maybe it's called the Red Ship.
The Red Ship? Who stars in it?
I don't know, but it's based on the original writings of a man named Omar Khayyam.
Are you sure? The Scarlet Vessel? The Red Ship?
No, oh, I remember now. It's the Ruby Yacht.
Get up on that chair and take those tree ornaments off.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Hey, I found this box out in your garage, Miss Hanover, and Hanover. Will it do for the ornaments and stuff, huh?
Oh, that's fine, Mooney.
Yeah, just set it on that table there, kid.
Yes, sir, Mr. Willis.
Won't you sit down, Mooney?
Oh, gee, no thanks, Miss Hanover. I've been roller skating all afternoon. And I'm tired of sitting down.
Oh, stop it, Mooney. You haven't been skating at all.
Well, I gotta go.
Mooney, why do you keep wrinkling up your forehead? You look silly doing that.
Well, it's the cold weather, and my old sinus trouble is back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does it hurt much?
Yeah, I got tantrums in my antrums.
Where are you going, Mooney?
I'm going over to my motel cabin. I'm staying in tonight. I'm going to write and thank everybody who sent me a Christmas present. Say, did I tell you I got a Christmas card from my cousin in Des Moines, Iowa? It came this morning. It was late.
Yeah. If you're going to go, go. I'll see you later, huh?
He's the cousin that sold the fire extinguishers and all kinds of stuff to put out fires.
I am not interested. We got to take the tree down.
He wrote a message on the back of the Christmas card. He just lost his job.
I don't care what happened. He lost his job. How?
The place he worked for burned down.
Okay, kid.
Good night, Mooney.
Oh, that boy.
Now, you've stalled long enough. Get up on that chair and take the tinsel star off the top of the tree first.
I'm almost afraid to climb up. Heat rises to the ceiling. I might get the vapors.
Well, if you won't, I will. Let me up on that chair.
Now, wait a minute. Can't you see I'm starting? I roll my sleeves up. There. Two nice, brawny, bare arms ready to wreck your tree.
You talk too much.
Hey, these tree light bulbs are hot. I better turn them off.
No, leave them on, Ben.
But they're awful hot. Just like little colored Brandon irons hanging on the branches around where I'm working.
Leave them on, I say. You know what's wrong with this Christmas we've just had.
What?
Reach up and get that star down.
Yes, ma'am.
The trouble was us. You and me and Howie.
No.
It was. We didn't do a single thing, not one thing, in the name of charity. And you mark my words, Ben Willett, we'll pay for it.
Oh, don't be superstitious, Evie.
We didn't take any baskets to the poor. We didn't visit one of my favorite and most deserving cares, the charity wards of the county hospital in Vernon. Ben!
There, I got the star.
Ben, look out, your arm!
What? Oh, I burned my bare arm.
Oh, Ben. You dropped my star ornament.
Well, what about me? I burned my arm on that doggone red light there. Get the arnica salve, Evie. It's some butter. No, butter's too expensive. Get the arnica. Oh, hurry!
This is probably one of your punishments for failing to do something for the charity patients at the Vernon County Hospital.
No, it burns. Go get some arnica.
You can just wait.
Wait?
You've made me wait all through the holidays. And now what do I get? Huh? A midnight movie for New Year's Eve.
Get the arnica.
Who's that?
Oh, how should I know? A visitor. Get the arnica and then answer the door.
No, I'll get the door first.
Yes. Pick him up, sister.
Oh!
Don't move, kid. I want your jewels and gold.
I have no gold. Ben, don't stand there like an idiot. Save me. This is a holdup.
Yo, Howie, cut it out. Anybody'd know it was you.
Howie, why did you do that? You scared me to death.
Sorry, Evelyn. Just a gag.
Well, come on in.
Huh. Some gag pretending to be a gunman.
Just wanted to give Evelyn a thrill. You heard about it, of course.
Heard about what?
You're kidding. You heard about it, Ben.
Don't know what you're talking about, Howie.
Oh, then my little practical joke didn't mean anything. Thought everybody knew. The whole town's buzzing about the sensation.
About what?
What's so sensational?
Killer Meade passed through Point Sublime tonight.
Who's Killer Meade?
Why, the newspapers have had stories about him for 2 weeks.
Oh, wait. You mean that St. Louis gangster who's supposed to kill 5 people came through our town?
Sure. Killer Meade.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
Yeah. About 6:30 tonight, he dropped into Alvin Green's barbershop just as Alvin was closing.
Oh, dear. I'm going to bolt the windows.
Alvin shaved him, and the killer gave Alvin a $20 tip and left.
What'd Alvin do?
Faded dead away.
Alvin was scared of shaving Killer Meade, huh?
That's not what scared him.
What did?
Well, so when Alvin came to, he said he had never had such a shock. He said Killer Meade looked enough like Ben Willett to be Ben's twin brother.
Yeah. Killer Meade looks like me.
That's what Alvin said.
Oh, that's wonderful. Ben looks like a criminal.
I do not.
Killer Dilla Willett.
Oh, shut up, Panhandle. Evie, will you or will you not get some arnica? Now, please, my arm.
Yes, I suppose it does hurt you. I'll go get you some.
Too bad you got burned, Benny. Which one?
My favorite arm. The one I eat with.
Want to see something, Benny?
What?
These. Place is practically sold out.
What is it?
My table is right next to the dance floor. Reserved. See? 2 hunks of golden pasteboard to the grand opening of the new pink zebra room on top of the Hotel Vernon. New Year's Eve.
How much?
$22.50 a couple.
Did you pay that for just 2 tickets?
Well, certainly. I blew myself. I figured you haven't entertained Evelyn any during the holidays.
Oh, I got a date with her for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but you got a date with her.
Sure, midnight movie.
Oh, Well, Evelyn's had a very dull holiday, Ben.
Yeah?
Give up your date with her. Let me take her to the pink zebra room.
Definitely not.
Ben?
Yeah?
Ben, I've got the hot pack with the arnica on it. Here, hold your arm out.
Yeah.
It may burn at first. It'll serve you right.
Nah, don't put that hot thing on my arm.
If you had any heart, you'd make a decent holiday donation to our county hospital in Vernon. Here.
Well, Holly just paid $22.50 for the year. Ooh, that's hot.
Are you sure that you have a date with Ben tomorrow evening, Evelyn?
Yes, I am. A date is a date. A bargain is a bargain.
You tell him, Evie.
Well, I'm sorry, Howard. I can't go with you. I have a date for a New Year's Eve midnight movie. Hold that hot pack on your arm, Ben, will it?
Yes, ma'am.
But now, Ben will be laid up with his burned arm. Break your date with him and don't go with Killer Willet.
Where do you get that stuff, Killer Willet?
Evie, Killer Willet won't spend any money on his lady friend New Year's Eve.
Who's Killer Willet?
What?
Well, who's Killer Willet?
I am, sir. Is that a gun?
Yeah. All I want to know is... Hey, let me take a look at you, bub. Step out here.
Me?
Yeah, you. Step out in the light.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Shut up.
Don't shoot Ben with that gun.
Let him. Then we can go to the pink zebra room.
Look, you just shut your mouth, Texas.
Yeah, tell him, Killer Meade.
That goes for you, too, bub.
Oops, sorry.
Well, I didn't ever think I'd run into such a perfect setup. The barber told me when he came to that there was a fellow in this town who looked just like me.
You got blue eyes, too.
Yeah, same as yours. You're my height, too.
Yeah.
Complexion, hair, hands. Very convenient.
Convenient?
Yeah. I'm glad we met, bub. If the law insists, one of us can hang.
Hang? One of us? Small world.
Don't be funny, bub. Hey, what's that?
I don't know.
I'll go see.
Yeah, let him in. I love company.
Stand where you are. Look, I'm going out the back way. You'll wait till you hear that door close.
Oh, dear. He does look like me.
He sure does, Benny.
What if I should get hung by mistake for Killer Meade's many murders? Oh, dear. Laws. Dearie. Killer's gone now.
I'm afraid to answer the door now.
Well, I'm brave. I'm from Texas. I'll answer the door. Well, what do you want?
Yeah, why
didn't
somebody let me in?
Thank you. Oh, come in fast. Close the door.
Yeah, sure. Gee, why does everybody look so white?
Never mind.
Mooney, please, sit down. Have a cookie, some candy, buy some milk.
Oh, thanks.
An old-fashioned.
Huh?
Oh, what am I saying? Oh, dear, I'm so upset.
We just had a very bad experience.
Well, you have? What?
Oh. Well, let's not talk about it. Evelyn's nervous.
What happened?
Evelyn, I still say you should go with me tomorrow evening.
I can't, Howie.
No, sir, she's going with old Benny Boy, her beau. Yes, sir, we'll have a peachy time. Oh, dear, midnight movie, The Gay Life.
We'll see about tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll see.
In just a few moments, we'll bring you part two of Point Sublime.
They are.
Yes, Webb?
Are you making any New Year's resolutions this year?
Oh, but definitely, Webster. I'm going to swear off getting up early on Saturday mornings and picking on guys who are bigger than I am.
Oh, yeah? Well, I guess that's the easiest kind of New Year's resolutions to make it that. The kind that means swearing off unpleasant things. But, friends, seriously, that reminds me of one unpleasant thing you can swear off by making up your mind to it right here and now. And that unpleasant thing is worry. The worry a father sometimes gets, for instance, when he isn't saving as much money as he'd like to. Enough to take care of his loved ones if they should ever have to get along without his support. Why not ask your friendly John Hancock agent about the John Hancock readjustment plan that would provide your wife and children with the money they'd need? What a big difference it could make to the future of your loved ones. Remember, one out of every nine people who carry life insurance in this country have placed it with the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company.
And their faith in John Hancock is your assurance of getting the right protection for your needs.
Now part two of Point Sublime. It is the next day, December 31st, the last day of the year. Ben Willett, accompanied by Howie McBriar, has driven up to the nearby town of Vernon. They're in the lobby of the Vernon County Hospital.
Yes, sir, Howie. Evelyn Hanover's right. This is my last chance to do a charitable deed this year.
You're really giving our county hospital a check, Benny?
Yep, positively. $22.50. Just the exact amount I might have spent foolishly going to the Pink Zebra Room tonight. Yeah. Wonder which office I go to make my donation.
Benny, sometimes you don't treat Evelyn right.
Oh, now, is that so?
Dr. Kent's call, surgery. Dr. Kent's call, surgery.
Yeah, just like woman in white.
Pardon me a minute, Benny. Gonna walk over here to these two interns. Ask them about the time.
But I got the time, Howie.
Never mind, Benny. I guess you two interns are the ones the hospital superintendent sent down here to meet me.
What?
Nobody sent us to meet anybody. We're male nurses.
I'm from the sheriff's office. I don't like to leave Killer Meade sitting around here in the lobby alone.
Killer Meade?
Sure, right over there.
That's Killer Meade? Oh, yeah. I saw his picture in the paper. Yeah, the killer. What's he doing here in Vernon County Hospital?
Bad bullet burn on his right forearm. You boys put him in a room, get his clothes off, and take his clothes with you.
Well, sure, whatever you say, Deputy.
Get him in bed. Give him the full hospital treatment.
Is he hard to handle?
Maybe at first. Now get going, boys. Get him to bed. I'll check with the floor nurse later tonight. You keep him here.
Okay, Deputy.
If Killer protests, just put a half Nelson on him and carry him away. Get going, boys. I gotta beat it back to police headquarters.
Right. Come on, Jack. We can handle it.
Hello.
Hello.
Stand up.
Stand up?
Yes, stand up.
Hey, where'd my friend disappear to? Howie?
Never mind. Come on, Killer. We're taking you.
Killer?
We know who you are. Don't pull anything funny. You're coming peacefully.
You come one step closer to me, and I'll let you have it right where you live.
Run him, Mark. Get hold of his feet.
You monkeys, don't put me down.
I'll have to carry him, I guess.
I said put me down or I'll...
We'll take him down to room 304. That's the room with the padded walls and the bars on the window.
Dr. Kent.
Where are you taking the clothes, boy?
Outside, for safekeeping, Killer. We don't want you running away.
Look, I'm not Killer Meade.
No, and we're not Dr. Kildare. Put this bed jacket on.
No. Looks like a flour sack.
Put this bed jacket on, we'll bring you a straight jacket.
Well, I am kind of naked. You got my clothes. Gotta put something on before I freeze.
May I come in?
Then get that female out of here. I never played September Morn before. Now get out of here, girl.
Just a minute, nurse. Here, get this jacket on.
Yeah.
Now, pull up the covers, Killer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, nurse. Come in now.
We'll have to give him this.
Oh, naturally.
Oh, no, not that. Anything but that.
Orders. We give all our new patients castor oil in this hospital. Open your mouth.
No. Oh, no. No.
Best pearl studs for my dress shirt. I'll cut quite a figure with Evelyn tonight at the Pink Zebra Room.
Yes, I got it for you, Mr. McGillivray. Mr. McGillivray.
Oh, the carnation.
I went over to Mrs. Ingram's hothouse. The biggest white carnation she had in bloom.
Wonderful. A beauty. Keep the change, Mooney.
Oh, gee, thanks. The nickel. Where's Mr. Willett?
Mr. Willett? Put the carnation in my buttonhole. How do I look? Like a man of distinction, huh?
do you know where Mr. Willett is?
Put on my top hat.
Mr. Willett left the store this afternoon to drive up to Vernon. He hasn't come back since.
Moody, I've simply got to tell somebody. It's too rich.
Oh, yeah? There, tell me.
Well, Ben was going to take Miss Hanover out for a very dull time tonight, but I fixed it.
You did?
He won't be taking her out tonight.
He won't? What'd you do, kill him?
No, but don't tell. I put him in the Vernon Hospital. I told them to hold him there until they heard from me.
You did? But we wonderful joke on him. What'd you do?
I convinced them at the hospital that Ben was killer Meade. Remember how Ben burned his arm on Evie's Christmas tree light bulb?
Uh-huh.
Well, I told him it was a bullet wound burn.
You did?
Locked up in the hospital for Christmas Eve. Wonderful gag on Benny, huh?
No. It isn't. It's a dirty pool. It's not fair.
Now, Mooney, I thought I could trust you. If you tell anybody before the night's over...
Oh, I won't tell anybody. Phone.
I'm getting it. Hello? Oh, hello, Evelyn. Yes. He hasn't? Why, that's a shame. Me come over right away?
Oh, dear.
As you wish, Evelyn. I'll be right over. Goodbye.
It's all working out. Just as you planned, huh?
Mooney, I'm warning you. You keep out of this. I shouldn't have told you.
I was never so mortified. Ben stood me up on New Year's Eve.
You simply can't count on him.
Look at me, all dressed up and no place to go.
Well, we could still use my tickets for the grand opening of the Pink Zebra Room at the Vernon Hotel.
Oh, Howie, I'd have to put on my new formal.
Well, go put it on, Evelyn. The night's young. Let's live it up.
Yes, let's live it up. I'll show that Ben Willard. Oh, Howie, you look so handsome tonight in your full dress suit and the white carnation in your buttonhole.
Thank you, my dear. Hurry.
Yes, I will. You sit down and read, or go out in the kitchen and mix yourself a holiday beverage. You'll find some Mission Orange in the icebox.
I'll do that when I come back. I'm going over to the florist and get you a spray of orchids. Get beautiful, girl. Get beautiful. Tonight's our night. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Gotta help me.
I will not help an enemy of society.
Nurse, please. Killer Meade and I are just lookalikes. I'm Ben Willard.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Princess Elizabeth. Now get back in bed.
Oh, you gotta help me. You gotta let me out. I got a date tonight with my girlfriend. I'm late. It's almost 9:30.
Finest table, Mr. McBriar.
Can you see everything, Miss Evelyn? Now, Maurice, I shall expect the best of service. Here's $20.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I phoned ahead. Did you put my magnum of champagne on to chill?
Yes, Paul Roger.
Well, we want it served 5 minutes to midnight. And Maurice, here's $5. So you'll be sure.
Well, yes, Mr. McBriar. At once. Carl, Marcio, Henri.
Well, we got them jumping, Evelyn, and all in your honor.
You're quite a remarkable fellow, Howie.
Oh, well. The orchestra. Come, Evelyn. We'll dance.
Yes, let's. I love it.
Oh, dear, lying here along in the county hospital. Can't get out. May go to the gallows. What a New Year's Eve. Poor Evie, sitting at home in her cottage, worrying about me, fretting, and my dear pal, Howie, probably frantic, wondering where Benny is.
Hey,
I tell you, I'm not Killer Meade. Now,
shut up, Mr. Willard.
Mooney, Where'd you get that white uniform you're wearing?
Is it? Do I look like a doctor?
Kinda.
Yeah, I borrowed it from Alvin Green, the barber. It worked. Nobody recognized me.
You mean you came right down the hall?
Yeah, I just picked up a tray and I walked along. Importantly, they thought I was one of them.
Well, what are you doing here? You come to see me, boy?
Yeah, I brought you your silk bathrobe and your slippers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got them stuffed under my big barber shack.
Oh, bless you, boy. How'd you know where I was?
Well, Howie McBriar told me everything.
Oh, well, I knew my old pal Howie would... How'd he know?
He did it.
Huh?
He had you put in here. He acted like a deputy sheriff. He had you confined so he could take me and Miss Hanover to a blowout at the Pink Zebra. Pink Zebra. On top of the Vernon Hotel. And they're probably there right now having fun.
Oh, now I see it all. Why, I'll fracture him.
Take it easy, Killer.
Give me my bathrobe.
Yeah.
Wait till Killer Willet gets his hands on Howie McBriar. I'm going to the Pink Zebra Room now.
Yeah, and I'll be your gunman. I'll be your mob.
Yeah, get me out of here. I'll give Howie and Evie the works. Lead the way, kid. And be quiet going down the halls. We got to break out of here.
Minutes to midnight, my dear.
No, Howie, don't get so upset.
Well, I tipped that waiter plenty, and I want service. Where's our champagne? Waiter?
Howie, please, you make a scene.
Don't tell me how to act.
I wish Ben Willet was here.
What?
I mean...
Yeah, there they are.
You can't come here dressed in a buff robe.
Yeah.
What's the excitement over there?
Oh, some drunk, no doubt.
Here's your champagne, sir. I was detained for a moment with an undesirable character.
Well, get it open. Who's an undesirable character? Well... Evelyn.
Ben Willet.
Well, Howie.
You've got on a bathrobe. This is the Pink Zebra Room.
Yes, sir, I apologize. I tried to keep him out, but...
Hello, Miss Hanover.
Louie.
Howie, I'm going to tear you limb from limb.
Now, Benny, old pal.
What are you raving about, Ben?
Howie. Oh, Benny, don't come at me like that.
Ben!
Hey, put down that table knife. You want to kill somebody.
You said it. A skunk named Howie McBride.
Midnight, 12 o'clock. Happy New Year!
What do I care?
Here, a glass of champagne. It's all. Happy New Year.
Yes. You drink first, Evelyn.
Well, just the sip.
You aren't going to get out of this, Howie. I'm coming at you.
Now, Billy, please. I'm sorry.
Sorry, he says.
Come on, everybody. Let's say hello.
Tonight, Ben. I waited and waited. I said not over 5 minutes ago, I wish you were with us.
Oh, did you, baby? Well, I'll drink to your health.
And Howie.
Oh, well, darn him, darn me.
It was a dirty trick, Benny. I planned it. I'm sorry. Aguard. You take over the party, Ben.
No, Howie, you gotta stay. It was, I was my fault, too. You taught me a lesson about how to treat women. Give them a big time every once in a while. Thanks.
Well,
here we go. Wait a minute.
Ben, you're in your bathrobe. Get down off the table.
Happy New Year, everybody. To your good health.
Happy New Year.
Oh, wonderful.
Here, Evie. Loving cup.
Well, just a sip.
That's good. Howie, old pal.
Thanks for forgiving me, Benny. There.
Here, Mooney. Mooney, here. Loving cup. New Year's Eve. Sip, Mooney.
Yeah. Hey, it sends sparkles up my nose. But I don't care. I'm happy. I brought all my friends together again.
We're the ones.
folks, this is Webb Tyler. Let me in on this, too, will you? I've got a short message for all you Point Sublime listeners, a message from all of us associated with this program and from the John Hancock agents, too. Together, we join in wishing you a most happy and a very prosperous new year.
Point Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Ray, stars Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, with the original cast, including Jane Morgan, Earl Ross, and Vincent Pelletier. Music is directed by Charles Dent. This is Art Gilmore saying, next Monday night at this same time, tune in again to Point Sublime.
This program was transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.